Evening, zero weather. Now the lone world is streaky as a wall of marble, with veins of clear and frozen snow. There is no bird song there, no hare's track, no badger working in the russet grass. All the bare fields as silent as eternity. The whole herd is home in the long barn. The brothers come with hoods about their faces, following their plumes of breath, lugging the gleaming buckets one by one. This was a day when shovels would have struck full flakes of fire out of the land like rock, and ground cries out like iron beneath our boots when all the monks come in with eyes as clean as the cold sky and axes under their arms, still paying out Ave Marias with rosaries between their bleeding fingers. We shake the chips out of our robes outside the door and go to hide in cowls as deep as clouds, bowing our shoulders in the church's shadow, lean and whipped, to wait upon your vespers, Mother of God. And we have eyes no more for the dark pillars or freezing windows, ears for the rumorous cloister or the chimes of time above our heads. For we are sunken in the summer of our adoration, and plunged down, down into the fathoms of our secret joy that swims with indefinable fire. And we will never see the copper sunset linger a moment like an echo on the frozen hill, then suddenly die an hour before the Angelus. For we have found our Christ, our August, here in the 0 days before Lent. We are already binding up our sheaves of harvest, beating the lazy liturgy, going up with exultation even on the eve of our Ash Wednesday, and entering our blazing heaven by the doors of the Assumption.